The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Introducing the Hyundai Staria Load. The only van with ANCAP 5-star and platinum safety rating. All your faves in one place, including AFL, NRL and Formula One on KO Sports. It's time for the Doyens of Drive. Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. The Run Home with Joel and Fletch on SEN starts now.
Yeah, hello everyone. The Run Home with Jules and Sats today. Thanks to our great mates at KO and Hyundai. Your team every game, every round on KO Sports. And introducing the Staria Load. It's a beauty. The van that is huge on safety. Look, Joel's going to be here a little bit later to call the Tigers v Dogs at the eighth one day. He was running a bit late. He was having a pedicure. And he says, Jules, I'm going overtime. Can you cover for me? He said, sweet. And I can't deny him that because they are magnificent. So, Sugar, we will catch you shortly. Welcome to all our listeners. However you're tuning in this afternoon, 11.70 SEN in Sydney, 16.20 on the Goldie. Hello to our Queensland listeners as well, listening via SENQ on DAB+, or via the SEN app. You can download the SEN app at the App Store or Google Play Store. And if you missed the show, don't worry. Listen belatedly. Just tune into the podcast, subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or where all good podcasts are downloaded. Now, the Ryco Filters call line, 1300 01 1170. The text line, 0457 736 736. And our Twitter handle, at Joel Fletch SEN. Joining us on the show today, Swainy's a good man, Andrew Swain from Stan Sports. He'll be along. And Chris Nelson, the SEN track analyst, giving us all the latest from Racing Queensland. Look, we were really excited yesterday when I was on here with Fletchy when news broke in the afternoon that Ezra Mann was going to make his debut for the Mighty Brooks, because the man alongside me has been championing Ezra Mann's basically since he came out of the womb. Scotty Sattler is with us. Hello, Sats.
Oh, the Barry White, the Australia's version of Barry White, Julian King.
Well, you know his last concert in the round, Barry White, people were asking for their money back because he couldn't get through a verse. He was wheezing really heavily.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen to you. You said Joel's getting a pedicure. Told me face peel. But anyway,
be one of those package deals.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Yeah, great.
Finally,
great to do a show
with you. Yeah, Ezra Mann, outstanding young talent. Watched a fair bit of him since he was about 14, 15. Mm. People used to say to me, who's he play like? And I said, well, imagine Anthony Milford when he was at the Canberra Raiders playing fullback. Plays exactly the same, and he showed last night that he's a special talent.
What do you have? A couple of try assists, I think, and a line break assist.
First
game.
A few
tackle busts.
Amazing. You know, with losing Adam Reynolds, and it actually says that you've got a really good environment when your best player is out and you can still travel away. And people say, oh, they're playing Newcastle or struggling. Newcastle had a win last week. You actually have to go down to Newcastle, which is a really tough place to win at. And to do that as a 19-year-old, pretty special.
2 a.m. Tommy and the Mad Russian in the house today. Hello, Tommy.
Afternoon, Joel, Sats and Alex. Great to be here.
Oh, it's Jules, not Joel, mate.
Oh, I said Joel, didn't I? Jules, Jesus, I'm just. Yeah, that's bad for me. That's bad for me. 10 in the bin.
How art thou, Mad Russian?
Very, very well, Jules. Good to be back with you, Sats. Lovely to see
Volkanovski,
you, as
how are you?
Oh, I'm very happy. Friday, Arvo. We've got a short shift today as well, which has got me even more excited.
Short? Why is it short?
Well, I'm not doing the game this time.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, I thought I was getting off early as well. I thought that's not the case.
Yeah, you get paid for a minimum of 3 hours too, so you do two and charge.
Well,
I did
do Morning Glory. I did Morning Glory this morning as well, Jules. So I've done a full day.
You're a highly functioning individual.
How was Joey this morning? Was Joey okay?
He was engaged for the first half hour, and he's a bit of a roller coaster ride, Joey. He'll give you 2-3 pieces of gold in the first half hour, and then he'll sort of drift.
Depends
drift
what
along.
Personality.
Yeah,
he
drifts in and out of the game. He's a bit of a, I'm trying to think of a play we could compare him to. Maybe a bit of a ponger at the moment, actually.
Ooh,
he's sort of will have a big impact for
drifts
large
in
parts,
and
but
game.
He can drift out for segments as
David
well.
David Fifita.
I'd say he's more effective than David Fifita.
He's an 80-minute player, Joey. Was his birthday yesterday?
It was too.
Yeah, 48 years young, Joey. 0457-736-736. Hey, before we talk shop, I've got to ask you a question. Do you like a bath? And the reason I say this, we had the shower screen bloke in yesterday. So he sealed it all up and said, you can't use it for 24 hours. Okay, right, okay. So I had to take a bath this morning. And it's a bit small. I can't fit. And you've got to sort of dunk your head to rinse the shampoo out. It was very clunky. It was very uncomfortable. And I still feel dirty. I'm not a bath person.
See, my wife is a bath person. She could have a bath every night with the candles and the aromatherapy and the music going and trying to relax her. Yeah. Magnesium, whatever it may be.
Oh, like the baths, the Epsom salts.
Yeah. And females will do that. To me, I'll have a bit of bath and think, I'm not going to swim in my own filth.
Thank you.
That's basically what you're doing, and it's basically what you smell like.
Well,
at this moment.
What are you telling me right now?
Well, I'm telling you straight up.
It
right
might be
now.
Funky.
Yeah, you're very funky.
Because I had the shower in the can straight afterwards. The one's over the wreck. You just reminded me of this great clip from Seinfeld. This is Kramer.
A bath, Jerry. A bath?
No good?
It's disgusting. I'm sitting there in a tepid pool of my own filth. Kinds of microscopic parasites and organisms having sex all around me.
I think you wrote that for Jerry Seinfeld. So. Hey, 0457-736-736. Do you like baths? Do you prefer a bath to a shower? Because if you answer yes, we might have to ban you from the show. Mm. We may have to ban you from the show, 0457-736-736.
You know what I don't like about them also? What? They take too long.
You've got to fill them up. Yeah. Yeah, and we're just sitting there waiting. And I get so bored of them.
Yeah.
But you know some people have got TVs in the bathroom.
Yeah. I'm a bit like that as well. I've got a very short attention span. I've got to be always active doing something. I'm like, I lay in there. I go, this feels great.
For about 2 minutes
later, what can I do now?
Hey, does your missus have, you know, the thing that sits across the bath?
Yes.
We can rest the book and the glass of wine.
Yep.
And I tell you what, a few too many vinos in a hot bath, you get a little woozy.
Yeah.
Now, let's find out what's driving the conversation thanks to the Starry Load. That van, that is huge on safety. The Bronx are a bit clunky at the start last night, weren't they? But eventually they triumphed over the Knights 36-12 sats, 5 games on the trot for the first time since 2017.
It was a good first half, actually. I thought it was a highly entertaining first half. We're not talking about the game per se. We're not talking about the debut of Ezra Mam, the form of Selwyn Cobbo. We're talking about the bunker again. I thought some horrendous decisions last night. I thought the Dane Gagai one to start off, Tommy, and you're rolling your eyes at me. I don't think you agree with me, but I feel as though that he had enough force to regain that ball and push it down. Then obviously the catching the ball on the inside shoulder and Tamari Martin and the Selwyn Cobbo try. So we're going to be talking about that, I think, for the next few days. And it's going to be interesting to see what Graeme Annesley has to say in his weekly address on Monday, Tommy.
Well, that Selwyn Cobbo try,
went
was 67th minute, I think it was. And he was great all night. I don't think the Broncos deserved to lose. But, you know, that gave the Bronx an 8-point lead because Newcastle had fought back their way to 14-12 in the second half. It was a critical moment in the game. And, he took it behind. It wasn't, but the defender was unsighted. Now, I can understand it could have gone either way, but from where I was standing, that was a no try.
It should have just been stopped. As soon as Tamari Martin got the ball, where he got it, and then delivered the ball. And I know they're going to come out and say, listen, if you read the interpretation, which is rule 36/4, second point, says that if you receive the ball in the inside shoulder and you transfer the pass immediately, well, that basically negates anything around what is an obstruction. Well, we don't want to hear that as fans. We want to hear, did he get on the inside shoulder? Has there been a penalty every other day of the week? Yes, it has been. Okay, needs to be a penalty to Newcastle. Play on. Newcastle blew 2 or 3 tries. Bradman Best, unfortunately, is going to be out for an extended period of time with that ugly dislocated elbow. That was horrific. But there was a number of occasions where all he had to do was catch pass to his winger and they score, and he didn't. But in saying that, the Broncos deserved a win, but I felt as though there was a couple of real momentum shifts, Jules, when it comes to a couple of those decisions.
That Gagai one stunned me. It really. I'd say 99% of people thought that was a try.
There's no doubt
fans
that
he
got a little bit of a bobble, no doubt about it. But I felt as though that he regained enough pressure on the top of the ball well before it hit the ground. And then if he slammed the ball any harder, he would have deflated the ball. So, yeah, I thought they got those two wrong.
Try or no try? Dane Gagai last night. You disagree with us.
I think it's a no try.
Oh, please.
Because
Thanks for joining us.
Sorry, yeah. I'll just explain it. So he aims to put the ball down.
Yep.
You see clear separation between his hand and the point of the ball.
Absolutely.
Now, if that happens, he'll have to get his left hand and re-grip it and then place it on the try line.
Yep.
I think since your hand comes separate from the ball, you can't then re-grip it as it's going down towards the grass and towards the try line.
This is where I think the problem is.
So I think, but hasn't that been the rule for a long time?
Well, I feel as though that we try and think the game is black and white. Rugby league is not black and white. There are so many moving pieces in the game and it is so difficult to score a try anyway. That I felt as though that clear separation, but press the ball down hard enough that to me it felt as though the ball had re-stuck to his hand.
Well, one man that disagrees with 2AM Tommy was the Knights coach, Adam O'Brien. Here's what he had to say.
I'll make it really clear. Because that happened, there's no reason for us to, you know, that scoreline at the end there is not, it's inexcusable for us to sort of turn it up there. I get, you know, they took a bit of wind out of the sails there. I think if that happens on the 10-metre line or on the try line, the rule should be the same all the way down the field, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, he was talking about the Selwyn-Cobbo try. Just on Cobbo. Last night, 2 tries, 3 line breaks, 9 tackle busts, ran for over 220 metres. A nice little fend on Caelan Ponga as well. Is it too soon to be talking about Origin? Is it too much pressure on the young man who's played, less than 21st grade games?
No, it's not. I'll use an example, Brent Tate. Great Queenslander, played 23 Origins for Queensland, 27 tests for Australia. He made his debut for Queensland in 2002. I think he played, it might have been 17, 18 first grade games for the Broncos before he made his debut and turned into a great career. Selwyn Cobbo is one of those kids that comes along only very, very frequently. And the attributes he's got athletically are brilliant. Now, he hasn't even moved to fullback yet. He hasn't even understood what the game is about. He's just basically playing on pure passion at the moment. And fortunately enough, he's playing in a side that's winning, and he's got a lot to do with that, Jules. But is he ready for Origin? Well, interviewed Kevvy Walters a couple of weeks ago, myself and Gary Belcher, and we asked him the same question, and he said, yeah, absolutely is. And that's coming from a coach that has played 20 Origins and has won Origin and also as a player and as a coach. So if his coach that spends every waking moment with him at training thinks that he's ready for Origin, I'm happy for that.
He's got to be one of the most enjoyable players to watch in the competition. He's explosive, but he just looks like he's having fun out there. Like that's the reason you play footy in the first place.
When he took that intercept magic round, a Kieran Foran pass, from right to left.
Dylan Walker,
was it? 95 metres out. And just to see him get into space. Now, there's players that we saw, there's Jared Hayne was one. There's when Greg Inglis used to get in. Yeah. That 2008 grand final, Greg Inglis playing 5/8, made that break up the left-hand side of ANZ Stadium, palmed off.
07.
Manly.
And it was their first win, wasn't it? Mm. Yeah. And, beautiful in full flight. And that's what Selwyn Cobbo is like. As soon as he gets to top pace, which is about 4 strides. And we saw that with Alex Johnson a few weeks ago. 4 strides, and Alex Johnson said, well, there's no use me even trying to give up chase here. I'm going to try and conserve my energy. He is something special. He's a kid that even if you don't support the Broncos, he'll make you watch the Broncos.
He strikes me as the sort of guy that would make the step up. You know, some players, it's a lot of it's between the years. But others, you just throw them in that environment and they excel. You know, Bobby Lydon, they always said, was that he's sort of the gold standard of blokes that played better at Origin level. Yeah. I reckon Cobbo could be in that vein.
It's probably a good time to pick them too early because they actually don't know any different.
Yeah.
They just get in. And I've got to tell you also, the players, I think, in this day and age are a lot more confident. They don't allow outside distractions to affect their rugby league, but...
Hey, Sats, can I ask you a question? So game 3 last year at Cbus Super Stadium, where Queensland won.
Yep.
Caelan Ponga was fullback, so from winger to the next winger, it was Valentine Holmes and Xavier Coates on the wings, and Dane Gagai and the Hammer in the centres.
Yeah.
So as it stands right now as a proud Queenslander, who have you got there? Because Ponga will probably be fullback.
I've got Ponga. Well, Ponga will definitely be fullback. Xavier Coates will be one winger. I'd have Selwyn Cobbo the other winger. I'd have Holmes and Gagai in the centres. Yeah. And Hammerso, who's just coming back from injury, coming off the bench at the moment. I think time maybe not on his side for the first Origin, but if there's any injuries, I don't think Hammerso is a winger at Origin yet. I think he's more of a centre. And the reason being, again, talking to Brent Tate, who knows how to play outside backs, and this is for New South Wales as well. He said, for all the Origins that he played as a winger, he said 80% of my, what they call carries, when you got the ball in hand, was coming from your try line out to a 30-metre line. He said they had to be those real tough carries. So you have to have guys that make you tackle them. He said Hammerso at this stage, he hasn't got those carries back, whereas Selwyn and Oates and Brian Totto's, those sort of wingers, they make you tackle them.
Get your
them.
Set started.
They need 3 or 4 tackles tacklers to bring them down. So hence why I'd have both those big wingers.
The other thing I liked about Selwyn Cobbo last night, with no Adam Reynolds, it sort of made him look for the ball a bit more, didn't it, Sats? He went looking for it.
Absolutely. Well, Yeah, when you're relying on Adam Reynolds so much, that's what I was saying. It's such a great environment to have as any club when your best player is out, but yet you can still get a win. You know the Broncos last night, that a fullback that hasn't been playing NRL for 3 years and has been playing really well the last few weeks, Tamari Martin. You got Tyson Gamble who is, yeah, well, they don't know whether he's their future 5'8" or not. He's just sort of playing each week to secure his position. You got Ezra Mam, who's a 19-year-old debutant. And then your hooker, Billy Walters, who's really just a utility player, hooker, half, 5'8", wherever you can fit him in. So to have those four positions and, yeah, really not, you know, standard NRL players week in, week out for the last 5 or 6 years who have secured their positions, it's an amazing.
You're loving this, aren't you? You've got the Broncos and the Cowboys firmly implanted in the eight. You feel like the natural order of the rugby league world is restored.
I haven't seen it for a while, Tommy. Has it? The two Queensland teams.
2015.
My Panthers, is it? Yeah, my Panthers are leading. That's all I need to know.
Is it just a matter of time until Selwyn goes to the back? Because he was...
I thought we had to say until Selwyn goes to the Roosters.
No. Well, that's... Well, his manager did confirm that Nick Politis reached out to him after he scored two tries against the Bunnies, as you would. But is it only a matter of time before...
I don't think he would be fullback this year.
No, but maybe next year?
Maybe next year, yeah.
Where's Tessie New back, do we know?
Tessie New's still a few weeks away, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, he's not a natural fullback as well, Tessie New. So I think maybe next year, maybe Tamari Martin might be their six. Take him out of the front line early and get him used to playing NRL again, not have to be in the front line defensively. So I think next year, Selwyn Cobbo will be fullback. It's a little bit like at the Roosters, Tommy.
Suaalii?
Suaalii won't play centres this year, but he'll probably play centres next year.
Do you think he could be the long-term fullback after Teddy retires?
Yeah, possibly.
Joey Marnie.
I think he'd be more of a danger in the centres. Mm. Yeah.
Paddy Carrigan was great again last night, wasn't he?
Again, Timmy Sheens, the great Timmy Sheens, of course, you know, we're covering the game for SEN League tonight, and he's at the Tigers. He has always said you've got to play about 50 to 60 NRL games before you actually understand what the NRL's like week to week. You've got to be playing week to week, 50 to 60 games, and then you feel comfortable in your own skin in the NRL. And that's what those, I think, the Broncos forward pack are a little bit like now. They've got the Carrigans and the Fleglers and those guys. They've now played sort of 40 or 50 games and they're getting used to, you know, what it takes.
You mentioned there, Val. Hasn't he found a home in the centres now?
Yeah, at the end of your career, you've got to find something different. Yeah. Whether it's you might have to play a little bit lighter, or if you play another position, you've got to find another skill where you're not getting as involved as what you'd have to be if you're a winger or a fullback. So, you know, he's still only a young man, but... He seems to be one of those special athletes. Hey, it doesn't matter where you played him, he'd make a fist of it.
And you're talking about Selwyn Cobbo, and is it too soon to introduce him? That brings me back, Sats, to Reece Walsh. Where does he sit at the moment in proceedings when it comes to origin selection?
Oh, well, I think if Ponga wasn't there, I think, would he be the next cab off the rank? What do you reckon, Tom? I think he would be.
Cam Smith confirmed yesterday that Billy Slater's reached out to both Kalen and Reece. So, I mean...
Yeah.
Benny Hunt's probably locked up that 14 jersey, you know, most likely, the DC and Munster in the halves. But you could bring him in the squad just to get him around the leadership group.
We interviewed Ponga a few weeks ago on Sports Day, and we actually spoke to him about how often you're speaking to Billy, and he said, yeah, quite regularly. So, I mean, he's locked in as number one. Mm. If he was to get injured, I think, yeah, Reece Walsh would be the next cab off the rank. Well, if Tedesco was injured for New South Wales, for the Roosters before you go into Origin, would Tommy Trbojevic just naturally go back to fullback?
Yep.
Yeah?
100%. Yeah, no, well, certainly with Pappenhausen.
Does he play tonight?
And Latrell.
Does he play tonight? He looked wounded last
Tommy,
week.
Tommy, yeah, he'll play.
He did media during the week and he said, look, I'm not injured, so I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Wait
and
see.
Ginger. He looked ginger, didn't he?
Yeah. You've had a thousand corks in your career, Sats.
Mm.
Yeah. 0457 736 736. On the text line, Gagai tried, definitely a try. See, Tommy, you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Tommy's got no idea.
Wiley old dog, good afternoon to you, gents. Can any of you tell me if the word regrip actually appears in the rule book? I'd suggest it doesn't. What does appear is downward pressure, and Gagai did that.
See, this is what is going to be interesting with Graham Annesley. And I've got to take my hat off to Graham Annesley. He's a fine man. He's a really good administrator. And when he comes out each and every week and basically gives a synopsis of the weekend, I love it. I love it that he's trying to be as transparent as possible. And they admit it when they get it wrong. That is what's going to be interesting is around the interpretation. That in the interpretation, does it say the word regrip? I'm not quite sure, Mark. You may know better than me. But We'll know a little bit more on Monday.
0457 736 736. And don't forget the Ryko Filters open line 1300 01 1170. This is the Tradie Hour with thanks to our great mates at Trojan Tools, built tough exclusively at Bunnings Warehouse. It is the run home with Jules and Sats this Friday afternoon. Yeah, Jules and Sats in the house today. 0457 736 736. We'll catch up with Swaney too from Stan Sport to chat a bit of rugby shortly on the program. Fitzy writes, Sats, Barca, filthy, dirty, disgusting cesspools. You're laying in your own filth. Fitzy, you're a man after my own heart.
Yeah.
You talk a lot of sense, my friend. And this one here from Junior Smitty. Hello, Junior. Boys, I'll be lucky if I have a bath once in every 10 years. And to be honest, I jump straight into the shower straight after to wash myself. You can't get clean by being in the bath.
Thank you, Junior. Yeah. I totally agree, 100%.
High IQ listenership here on the program.
I agree with that. Hey, Sats, how was your Magic Round weekend last week?
Have you ever done the number one in the bath?
In the bath?
In the bath.
Maybe when I was two.
Yeah. That was a trick question.
You're doing the shower, though.
You didn't fall into that.
Any bloke that says he doesn't, the shower is long.
Actually, listeners, you should see Tommy Two Phones. His face is that red at the moment. I think there's someone else that swims in his own filth.
You know, they put those little crystals in that, you know, like they put them in the swimming pool so people wee in the pool, it turns bright purple
so they
see where it's coming
from. Is that
true?
Is that an urban legend?
I believe it can be iodine crystals or something.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Magic Round.
How was it?
Outstanding. Oh, you didn't get up for it, did you, Tommy?
No, but I went the first year in 2019 with my mates. It's a great weekend.
Remember the first time it was played? It was 4 days, Thursday, Friday. I like 3 days. It's outstanding. Great crowds. Weather was horrendous on the Friday, Saturday. And you know what it actually did? I try and watch all the games over the weekend. If I don't, you know, if I'm listening to them in SEN League or I'll go back and watch some of them if I've missed them. But what it did do on the weekend when I had a bit of spare time, because I am a footy nerd, everyone, as you probably figured out, I actually went and watched some local rugby league as well. And being in southeast Queensland and staying on the Gold Coast, I went and watched a game on the Gold Coast, and Clinton Torpy. Remember Clinton Torpy?
Yeah.
Rugby league fans out there remember Clinton Torpy. 2002, 2003, he was just on fire. He was the best centre in the comp. Warriors went through the grand final 2002, and so he was at a game on the weekend. He was doing the grand announcing, and there was a few players in one of the sides. Yeah, he's doing the grand announcing. He really gives back to local rugby league. Clinton Torpy's a great guy. And he's doing the grand announcing because one of the teams had some Polynesian names in it. And out of respect, Clinton said, oh, well, I'll do the team lists for both sides and I'll read them out and make sure the names are pronounced correctly. And so we're sitting there listening to them. Oh, number 7, number 8, number 9. And number 14 is Name Whitfield. And he goes, oh, sorry, my bad. Name withheld.
That's not a true story.
It's a true story.
It is not.
As I sit here right now, it was Name withheld. And he goes, oh. And then he said it, forgetting the microphone was on. He said, oh, my bad, name withheld. It was like that old story with Blocker and Sam Bakker. They're having that comp I think it was the 89 mid-season New Zealand tour. And they were trying to pronounce the names of the New Zealand towns, you know, Wainui Amata, and the bus driver was the judge. He was saying, no, you've got it wrong, you know. And Sam Bakker apparently said, Takiaho. He said, where are you? That one over here. He goes, no, it says Takeaway, a Takeaway store. So, Name withheld was his name withheld. Yeah, well
like
done, Clinton.
In Zoolander with lame because Lame. 0457 736 736. We're all in agreement here that baths are terrible. Let's get the news headlines. You're on the run home with Jules and Sats filling in for Joel and Fletch. I thought I saw Joel bouncing around outside just a moment ago. His face was glowing after that peel, and he's still got the cotton buds in between the toes as well, so he's walking on his heels.
He's got that red, raw face.
Yeah, he does.
After the peel.
But I tell you what, after 2 days, once it settles down, he'll be glistening. He'll be glistening. We are brought to you thanks to our great mates at Hyundai, the all-new Hyundai Staria Load. It fits in everything. And KO, your team, every game, every round on KO Sports. Now, let's talk a bit of the game they play in heaven, Sats. We do that thanks to Breakout River Meats, 100% Australian meat, locally produced from Cowra. Cowra, it's Royce Simmons territory.
Yeah.
Cowra, New South Wales. Been a long time since I've spoken to our next guest. He's a good fella. He's looking forward to culture around in the Super Rugby. I don't think he likes baths either. Andrew Swain. Hello, Swainy.
Yeah, I'm more of a shower guy, Jules.
Yeah.
Good to chat, mate.
Yeah, how you been?
Yeah, good, good, mate. I'm just currently overlooking Suncorp Stadium, and she's a little bit drizzly at the moment, but hopefully it finds up a little bit later.
Hey, Swainy, does it look chopped up from Magic Round last week?
Yeah, look, I've got to say, around the edges, she's very muddy. She's very ruddy, muddy around the edges. But on the actual field, it doesn't look too bad. I think the grounds staff have done a very good job this week turning it around for the Reds game tonight against Moana Pacifica.
Now, before we get into those games, some news overnight. Swainy and World Rugby, that being the 20-minute red card, dead after the World Rugby Council rejected that experiment to give it a global trial. Good news?
Yeah, well, look, I am a bit torn on this one because I can see the point. I can see the point why they wouldn't want this one. And up in the Northern Hemisphere for the last, you know, few years, they've been really, really, really strong on penalising and going really hard on heavy contact and high contact. So, you know, when someone gets penalised and sent off or red carded for a high shot or for contact to the head, they want to see them off for the whole game. Whereas down here, we've been very, very keen on not ruining the spectacle. So I can see both sides of the argument. And look, I think that one of the key stats out of it all is that teams that have had red cards this year in Super Rugby, 60% of them have still won the game. So, you know, that's up in World Rugby don't think that that is being harsh enough on foul play, and so they want to throw it out. And I can understand that too.
Now, Swainy, great news throughout the week with the World Cup announced for both the men's and the women's for the Rugby World Cup in Australia. Now, I thought rugby for a lot of years, they started to lose that battle where they're losing that good young talent. Swainy coming through the GPS systems, the school systems, the NRL clubs are signing them up at 16 years of age. But they've started to win that battle back a little bit. Now, with the naming of the World Cup for 2027, do you feel as though that Rugby Australia should or will start targeting NRL players that have had that rugby background through school?
Yeah, it's a really tricky one, Sats, because I think that, you know, when we think about back to 2003 when we had the World Cup here in Australia and John O'Neill and the Rugby Australia hierarchy, they spent a lot of cash getting Matt Rogers, getting Lottie Takiri, getting Wendell Saylor into the game. And those guys, man, they turned the turnstiles, didn't they? They sold tickets, but they had to spend a lot of cash to get them here. And I think one of the big key, things out of winning the World Cup has been one of the messages, key messages, has been that, you know, we want to make sure we spend the money right, invest in the grassroots and invest in the young talent in schools and things like that. And so for them to come out then and say, we want to spend money on some NRL stars, it's kind of a bit of counterproductive, I think. It's a little contradictory. You know, having said that, a lot of the stars that are playing NRL at the moment have rugby backgrounds and have come from those GPS schools. So maybe